right. Welcome back, everyone, to our Small Steps for Better Health podcast series. My name is Jeannie Alice Bruce. I'm a social media specialist in marketing at North Mississippi Health Services, and I'm joined again today by Emily Littlejohn. Emily, tell us who you are and what you do.
So glad to be here again. I'm Emily Littlejohn. I'm the outpatient dietitian for the North Mississippi Medical Clinics, and my office is over at the Wellness Center.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. So we are on small step number 15. So if you're just now jumping in on this campaign, go back and start at small step number 1 and listen and get caught up. But today we're back talking about nutrition. And so if you've been following along, you've been making slow, sustainable changes to your diet. We've talked about eating healthy on a budget, cooking more at home, eating more fruits and veggies. And today we are going to talk about practicing mindful eating. Emily, what is mindful eating?
So this is one of my favorite topics to talk about because it is just paying more attention to what you're eating while you're eating.
Okay, great. And so what is good about mindful eating when we're talking about our health? Why is this something we need to work on?
So this focuses more on really why you're eating and how much you're eating. You're allowing your body to tell yourself how much nourishment you need. So part of mindful eating is not eating with judgments or distraction. So a lot of times we get kind of in this diet mentality where there's a good food versus a bad food. And if I eat that bad food, I'm bad. Mm-hmm. So this kind of takes away those judgments and those thoughts. And it really helps you to feel more satisfied long-term while you're eating. So that maybe if you are eating something that's not as healthy, you don't need as much of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And does this apply to like not being in a rush when you're eating, so not like cramming in a cheeseburger at your desk in between meetings or something?
Absolutely. So part of mindful eating is really slowing down, acknowledging how hungry you are, and also not letting yourself go to the point where you're extremely hungry. Okay. Because as I've said before, a hungry decision and a tired decision are often poor decisions.
Yes, that's a really good point. If you wait until you're really hungry, you're just going to go for the quickest thing you can get your hands on and not make a great decision. That's a good point. And so, you know, I like what you said about the intention of this type of eating is, you know, that we're not really focusing on weight loss. We're not focusing on exactly how many calories we're eating or exactly how many grams of fat we're eating. We're focusing on, you know, what are we trying to focus more on? Like how our body feels, being nourished and that kind of thing?
Yes, fueling your body well. So giving your body the nutrients that it needs. So what foods make you feel good when you eat them, and what foods, noticing what foods make you not feel as good after you've eaten them. Right. Or maybe the same thing can be said with the amount that you eat at one time. How much makes you feel satisfied and content, and then how much makes you feel overly stuffed and full and miserable.
Mm-hmm. So another important thing, you know, is really being attentive during each step in the process. So that's when you're making your grocery list, when you're shopping, and then when you're eating. So can you tell us a little bit about when we're eating, when we're actually sitting down to eat, what are some ways we can be mindful?
So just being more attentive in that you're just paying more attention. It's just as simple as that. So a lot of times we eat our meals or even snacks and we are so distracted, whether it's from work or you get home and you're quote unquote decompressing from the day and watching your favorite episodes of whatever's on TV. So then we're not paying attention to how much we're eating, how full we are, how hungry we are, all of those things. We're just kind of eating out of routine and not necessarily fueling our body and nourishing it well. And so a lot of times when you do avoid those distractions when you're eating, you can really honor that hunger a lot better. And on top of that, you'll feel more satisfied. So a lot of times if you're distracted while you're eating, you'll eat past that full point, you'll start to feel miserable. And after you start to get full, the food does not taste as good.
Right.
So nothing tastes as good as hungry is. So it just won't taste as good, and then you don't feel satisfied. And then when that satisfaction in your brain is not clicked, you're more likely to eat something else, even though you're not hungry.
Right. I mean, we've all sat down with like a bucket of popcorn or a bag of chips and turned a movie on, and then next thing you know, you've like eaten the whole bag and didn't even realize you were eating.
Right, right. I had no idea.
So the focus on this is really the process, not the outcome. Mm-hmm. But we are more likely to achieve a healthy outcome by eating like this, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Because then even if you are eating something that's not as helpful for your body, so maybe higher in fat, sugar, or calories, you can enjoy it in a smaller amount, still feel satisfied, and then just move on with your life. It's not like you've just completely blown a healthy diet altogether.
Right. And that's a really good way to sort of learn, you know, portion control, like we've talked about before, starting with a small portion of what you're eating, whether it's something healthy or something you would consider unhealthier.
Right.
Start with a smaller portion, eat it mindfully, and then decide if you need or want a little more.
Right. And your body will tell you. And there is about a 20-minute delay between your stomach and your brain that tells your body to stop eating, tells your mind to stop eating. So a lot of times if we're eating fast, we eat past that full point and don't even realize it. Or we go for seconds and we don't even realize we don't have space for it or don't need it. So instead of eating to be stuffed, we're eating to be satisfied. And so mindful eating helps with that by avoiding those distractions so that you can really pay attention to that. And then also eating a lot slower. That is a huge part of mindful eating. And so this can be very counterintuitive to what we're used to, eating slower, because a lot of times we have a certain amount of time we can eat lunch, or we only have a quick minute to get in a bite before the next event that we're going to or doing. So with that, really slowing yourself down and being thoughtful during that process, some things that help me: putting the fork or spoon down between bites and then taking a sip of water, that just helps you to slow down. Otherwise, you're stepping one bite in after the other.
Right. Okay, great. Those are really good tips. Thank you. Is there anything else you can think of on mindful eating before we wrap up?
Chewing very well also helps. And then also another mindful practice is just between bites, smile. That just helps with your satisfaction, and it actually boosts serotonin in your brain. So,
okay, that's great. Thank you so much. So that was Small Step for Better Health number 15. And so for the next 2 weeks, just take some time and really practice mindful eating. Slow down, pay attention to what you're eating, why you're eating it, and we think you'll see your nutrition improve a bit. So thank you so much. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another Small Step. Emily, we're so grateful for your expertise and your time, and thank you to everyone who is listening, and we'll see you back here in 2 weeks. Thank you, and have a great rest of your day.